Now it happened in the days of Ahasuerus, the Ahasuerus who reigned from India to Kush over 127 provinces. In those days, as King Ahasuerus sat on his royal throne, which was at the citadel in Susa. In the third year of his reign, he held a banquet for all his officials and attendants, the army officers of Persian Media, the nobles and the officials of his provinces in his presence. At that time he displayed the riches of his royal glory and the splendor of his great majesty for many days, 180 days. Couches of gold and silver on a mosaic floor of porphyry marble, mother of pearl and mineral stones. Drinks were served in golden vessels of various kinds, and the royal wine was plentiful in proportion to the king's bounty. But the drinking done according to the royal law, there was no compulsion, for so the king had given orders to each official of his household that he was to do as each person pleased. Queen Vashti also held a banquet for the women in the palace, which belonged to King King was cheerful with wine. He ordered me human bistha, harbona, bigtha, abakdas, ether, and carcass. The seven eunuchs who served in the presence of King Ahasuerus to bring Queen Vashti before the king with a royal turban,
to the wise men who understood the times. For it was the custom of the king to speak this way before all who knew Persian law and justice and were close to him, namely Karshina, Shinar, Adma, the Tarshish, Mirs, Marcina, and Memucan, the seven officials of Persia and Media, who had access to the king's presence and sat in the first place in the kingdom according to law. What is to be done with Queen Vashti since she did not obey the
presence of the king and the other officials. Mamukin said Queen Vashti has wronged not only the king, but also all the officials and all the peoples who are in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus. For the queen's conduct will become known to all the women, so as to make their own husbands despicable in their sight. When they say King Ahasuerus commanded that Queen Vashti be brought into his presence, but she did not come. Presence of King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal position to another who is more worthy than she. King's edict, which he will make, is heard throughout his kingdom. Great as it is, then all women will give honor to their husbands, great and small. Now this word pleased the king and the officials, and the king did as Mamukin proposed. So he sent letters to all the king's provinces, to each province according to its script, and to every people according to their language, that every man was to be the ruler in his own house, and the one who